This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This summer begins a year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Ann Arbor Blues Fest, and it actually starts with a photo exhibit at the Ann Arbor Art Fair next week. Joining me now is James Partridge. He's the executive producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. So photo exhibit, I mean, who are we going to see? What are we going to see?
Well, you're going to see a collection of images that we curated from some of the photographers who were present at the original Ann Arbor Blues Festivals from 1969 and 1970.
So that's nearly 50 years old. I guess that's the whole point of the 50th anniversary. Who are we going to see in these photos?
You'll see pictures of B.B. King, Charlie Musselwhite, Freddie King, some of the original organizers of the festival. You'll see people who were backstage, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, basically everybody and anybody who was at the festival.
Hall of Fame folks, yeah.
Absolutely.
So who took these photos?
Some of the greatest photographers in music photography were at the festival. Baron Wolman, who was Rolling Stone magazine's first photographer and is a world-famous music photographer. We have a lot of his images in there. We also have images from Tom Coppy, who at the time was a Michigan Daily photographer, and following his graduation from the University of Michigan, also went on to become a world-renowned concert photographer.
You know, when you look at some of these pictures that I've seen online, they're very interesting, but you had a whole bunch of photos to choose from. Some of them are performers on stage. Some of them are from the perspective of the stage. Some of them are private moments. How do you go about selecting them for an exhibit like this?
Well, this was actually a really difficult task, as you can imagine. One of the things that we were actually really fortunate about is the photographers were extraordinarily gracious. When we approached them and told them what we were looking to do, they opened up their entire archives for us. So all of the images that they shot at these festivals, they granted us access to. They gave us thousands and thousands of their photos. So we went through contact sheets and negatives. And what we were really trying to do when we were looking through these was to get a nice cross-section of what happened at the original festivals. I mean, obviously, you're going to see some incredible close-up photographs of the musicians themselves. But we also wanted to capture some of the intimate moments and the things that were happening backstage, things that people might not ordinarily see of the goings-on at a concert, at a music festival. So you'll see some interactions between Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf that is fairly unusual. These two gentlemen are widely considered to have been competitors. You don't often see them hanging out, but we've got this amazing image. It's iconic, really, of the two of them laughing and joking around, sharing a beer backstage, which is really cool.
So photographers follow these folks around all the time. What makes this collection significant?
Well, this collection is significant, first of all, because it's from the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, and the Ann Arbor Blues Festival is the world's first electric blues festival. So, being the fact that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of that, it's certainly significant. I think it's significant for the fact that it shows some of the most amazing musicians gathered in one place. That was unusual at the time. It's also significant because we gathered some photographs that are unusual from the perspectives from which they were shot. We've got some, like I said, we've got some really intimate photos. We've got some backstage photos. We have some photos of the crowd. We took some images of ordinary people in the crowd, for example. Some people we don't even know who they are. We put out a thing on Facebook because there's a woman in one of these photos who's talking to Mississippi Fred McDowell. She might have been a co-ed at U of M at the time. And we think she might still be somewhere here in the Ann Arbor area. And we would love to know who she is and present her with this photo and get her reminiscence about what was going on there.
Now, you have these thousands of photos too, but you're actually doing a call out for more photos. What are you going to do with all of these?
Well, we've got a couple of ideas. Immediately after the art fair, we're going to distribute the images to different places around Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, because we'd like everybody to get a chance to see them, even if they can't make it to the art fair. So That's number one. But it's really our hope that these images find their way into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the permanent collection, or maybe the Museum of Popular Culture in Seattle. Or barring that, another option that we've been exploring is establishing a museum right here in Ann Arbor on blues or music history. This is a significant town. A lot has happened here, and we think it's deserving of such a place.
I was looking at the lineup of this year's Ann Arbor Blues Fest. Online it read, in 1969, the blues threw a party and everybody came. This summer we're doing it again. Who's appearing this year?
Well, we've got some phenomenal performers this year. Shamika Copeland, Anna Popovic, Benny Turner, Bob Margolin, Janava Magnus, Carolyn Wonderland, John Sinclair and the Blues Scholars, and Don Was is coming. You know, the really cool thing is that so many of these performers have connections to Michigan and to the Ann Arbor area, and that is I think, really important. A lot of them may have become famous for their connections to other cities, but their roots are here in Michigan.
The Ann Arbor Blues Fest happens on August 17th and 18th at the Washtenaw Farm Council Fairgrounds. That's on Ann Arbor Saline Road at Pleasant Lake Road. And before that, at next week's Ann Arbor Art Fair, the Blues Fest will exhibit some historic photos we've been talking about as part of their year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary. Do you know where your art fair booth is going to be located?
Yes. We are going to be on Liberty and State Street in booth 302, right across the street from the MDEN.
Great. Our guest has been James Partridge. He's the executive producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Fest. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.